And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings, a very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma, the eye of the storm right here in San Diego. And we have a great show for you today. From War Heroes on Water, we have Rod Halpern and Caleb Weekly. We're going to have a great show talking about war heroes and great fishing. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is going to be.
Yeah,
man.
It's going to be a great show. It's an annual event here on Let's Talk Hookup, and a lot going on here in Southern California.
There's a lot going on. There's some really good fishing going on.
Really, probably best of season right now.
I would say the last couple days. Yeah. You could for sure say that because everything's kind of on the table. There's some really good big fish fishing to be had. And on the outside, there was some really good, just what we all like doing, fly line, sardine, blue. And tuna fishing out on the banks last few days, and fish of all sizes, 20 pounders to 220 pounders, and it's been then hearing from the long range guys, there's a tremendous amount of yellowfin tuna and yellowtail that are a little outside the reach of our traditional day and a half trips, but who knows
with all Hurricane Hillary coming up, man,
wild weather and water and everything coming this direction.
Fast.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it could be right here in San Diego Bay.
I wouldn't.
You never know.
That wouldn't bum any of us.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. And you know what else is biting? Marlin, because the Rod Halpern, right? He's a Marlin guy. Good morning, Rod.
Morning, Pete and Rick. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah,
Marlin are biting up in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of fish off Catalina right now. And right place, right time. You guys are having big scores.
Yeah, it's good. And this weather's not going to hurt it either. It's could bring some more warmer water, more fish.
Yeah, and
push them right up.
And there's a lot of spots of bait out there. Like when they show up, there's reason for them to stick around.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I know that hurricane right now is hitting Cabo, and hopefully the damage is minimal and looks like it's kind of brushing the outside, but let's hope so. A lot of rain though.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of rain up and down the Baja.
A lot of rain.
I'm glad I'm not trying to drive to Cabo by car the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I don't think that Cedro Sport Fishing is sending anglers down. I'm not sure, but that thing looks like it's going to hit.
Yeah.
Punch right over the top.
Pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, pretty sure Rosie's got. We'll get a report later on from Rosie about that. But then after the storm blows through, like within 12 hours, I mean, it's back to just gorgeous weather.
That's what it looks like. So hopefully the sea settle down. I don't think we're going to get that wind and that swell. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
That south swell. They're real worried in Avalon right now.
Oh, very much.
They're
so.
Picking up
oh,
the docks sure. and everything because that's
oh, are they picking up the docks?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So what happened? I mean, you are almost an Avalon resident. What happens in Avalon?
So well, that south swell kind of runs right up the island, hits the east end, and wraps in.
Yeah.
So it gets a lot. The whole front side of the island, but Avalon in particular, gets a lot of surge in that swell. And you've seen those pictures breaking against the break wall
and
stuff. So they try and get as many of the boats out of there as they can. Nobody wants to be moored in close to shore, out in deeper water.
Oh, really?
Maybe two moorings per boat and things like that.
Oh.
And then they pick up all, like, the dinghy docks and all those things, the fuel dock, and they put them on moorings. They only pick them up, but they get them away from shore and move them around so they don't, you know, riding up and down and tearing everything apart.
Yeah.
And then they're pretty good at putting it right back when it's done. So the real thing is the swell coming in going to, you know, bang against shore and stuff like that and maybe knock some boats off their moorings? But I think they've done a good job of clearing the harbor out.
They probably say, better go home.
Yeah.
Good idea to get out.
Take the weekend off.
Yeah, take the weekend off.
Well, it's tough for those harbor department guys because,
oh,
you know,
of course,
that's their job. They risk life and limb to save somebody's boat and stuff. So.
Yeah, you know. For sure. Don't want to put them in that circumstance, for sure. But, hey, so let's talk about War Heroes on the Water.
Speaking of that,
War Heroes on Water.
War Heroes on Water. Yeah, we're here. And first I want to introduce our guest who's with us, Caleb Weekly from the U.S. Marine Corps. He's a WOW vet. He's a WOW champion. He's fished it every year. He's been on the high boat a couple of times. He's been the high angler. He's got a lot of great WOW stories, and I count him as a good friend of mine. And Caleb, say hello, everybody.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
How big was that tuna you caught?
That's what I wanted to say, too.
My biggest to date is 319.
That's got to be big fish for the event, yeah?
Yeah, that's the largest tuna caught.
Ever.
Largest,
in the WOW tournament.
Wow.
For sure, yeah.
What boat did you catch that on?
That was on the...
that was Bullpen, wasn't it?
That was the Bullpen with Dave Dubois.
Yeah.
Wow. Sick.
Dave and Seth and Zach and all the boys. They put together a great team. And, Caleb, but he's, like I said, the first year he was on Bad Company, you know, slumming it on that thing. He's been on a number of different boats throughout the deal, but he's just a great representation of what WOW's about and the veterans that we attract and try to serve and help out. And Caleb's fortunate enough to, you know, gracious enough to join us here and lives locally, so it's he can come on in and talk to us.
So what WOW is all about, War Heroes on Water, is about war heroes like yourself. And you are a disabled vet, right? You
Correct.
Were injured in the war.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about your story.
2012, we were out in southern Afghanistan, close to the southern border, and we were out getting going on patrol, and... I was getting out of my truck to go talk to my guys, make sure everybody's ready to go. We had our trucks in a line, and we heard this single shot. Every time you get out of your truck, you always hear one or two shots, and it's just something they do to kind of, hey, we don't want you here.
Uh-huh.
So I heard the shot, thought nothing of it because it happens every day, multiple times a day. Went to take a step to go to my next truck, and in my mind, my leg went forward, but it didn't. And then all of a sudden, I fell. And I'm just covered in blood. I had this really bad burning sensation. And I look down and I just see this hole and bleeding coming out of my left leg.
Oh.
So I throw a rock at my truck. And my buddy, my second, opens the door. And he's like, what's going on? I was like, I just got shot. And he's like, yeah, quit playing. He slams the door.
Oh, jeez.
No way.
Yeah. So I start shooting like crazy. And he opens the door. And he's like, oh. And then everybody gets out. And it was, you know, about... 45 minutes of a firefight before we got a helicopter in there because it was just so hot and heavy that we couldn't get a helicopter there. So they wanted us to move our where we were at so I could get on a helicopter, but I was still engaged and all my Marines were still engaged in the fighting that we couldn't move. So I had 13 Marines, including myself, and we're engaged. I'm on the radio calling in my own medevac.
Calling in your own medevac while you're sitting there.
Yes, sir.
Your leg.
I had 4 tourniquets and 5 pressure dressings on my leg. It was still bleeding. And then somewhere in the middle of that, this is when I had bad habits. I used to smoke. And I told one of my Marines that was next to me I wanted a cigarette, and I kept them in my shoulder pocket. And when I went to get one, it was all blood.
Oh.
And I was like, so he pulled it out. The whole pack's covered. So I ripped my sleeve. And there's another hole.
Oh, geez.
No way.
In your arm. Clue. Yeah.
Wow.
So we found that out. We put a pressure dressing on that. And, I mean, in that 44 minutes, because it took just under 45 minutes for the bird to get there, in that whole array, I went through about 13 rifle magazines and 10 pistol magazines.
Jeez. Just defending yourself.
We got engaged.
Like laying on the ground.
Everybody was in a line. We put our trucks in a line. It's kind of like a wall, and all my Marines were engaging where we got engaged from.
Yeah.
They got the sniper that initially shot me. Pulled the dumbest move he could have. He shot once. I was on the ground. He shot again. And then he got on a motorcycle with a rifle on his back and took off across the desert.
Yeah.
The boys weren't too happy with that.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well.
Yeah, they got it.
Good.
Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was a fun day. It was when we were going to the helicopter, actually. I was very stubborn, so I wanted to walk out because I walked in. So I had 2 Marines. I was draped over them. Going to the helicopter, and we hit an IED. Nothing major, nothing.
Like walking out? Or?
Yeah, I was slumped over 2 Marines. We hit an IED right next to the helicopter. Nothing other than shrapnel, a little bit of broken bones. Nobody lost anything. Those Marines were able to go back and continue fighting. I got on the helicopter, and one of the best moments from that day is I'm getting ready to take off, and I remember one of my Marines running back over. Sergeant Weekly, what's up, dude? Can I have your 9mm? Here you go. And I was off.
Wow. Yeah.
What a story,
wow.
Kale.
Incredible story. And you're like a story just like all the people that participate in this event.
Absolutely.
Have a story probably different than yours, but in a similar
Every
way.
Every one of them has, you know, a great story that they can tell about what happened to them and their experiences. And what I love about War Heroes on Water especially is they've brought all these guys together and they're able to use this and laugh and joke about what happened to them and turn it into a positive for other people.
Yeah.
And that's what makes War Heroes on Water so important, honestly.
And meeting to you guys has got to just be unbelievable.
You know, we had our captain's meeting 2 weeks ago. And I was telling the captains, I said, you know, a lot of us have never done deep sea sport fishing, anything like that.
Yeah.
And then we used to look at it on TV and, oh, that's easy. We get out there with these guys that do it every day and we're like, holy crap, these guys are the hardest workers I've ever
seen
in my life.
Right?
And they're going on 22 hours of work and an hour of sleep. And it's like, geez, what is going on here? And we're like, man, I can't keep up with these guys.
It's
fantastic. I love it.
That's cool. You're addicted now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be going out, but the storm killed
us.
I enjoy so much about this is like what Caleb said. You know, we've been so lucky to get to talk to a lot of the participants of War Heroes on Water over the years. Like you said, this being an annual event, that same sentiment is shared amongst everybody. Like you can tell that's not something that you say because it's the right thing to say. Like every person who we've been so fortunate to get to talk to, it says the same thing, man. It's so great. I get to share a good story with like-minded buddies in a great spot, something we like doing, and it's awesome, man. I'm so stoked.
Yeah. And there's so many. It's not only the participants like you, the Wounded Warriors. And I got to tell you, when you walked into the world headquarters here, I couldn't tell you have an artificial leg. I mean you're just like a regular guy, which is cool, right? It's like that's what you want to be, I'm sure.
It's one of the few days a year that I wear pants because we're expecting all the rain in the East County.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If you just can't bag it up.
It's not only all the war heroes that participate, but all the generous people that donate their yachts and their time and everything like that. It's like it's a team effort, right?
It really is. And for me, Pete and Rick, I know you'll appreciate this. Like, this is the Southern California sport fishing community paying it back.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the first year we wanted to see Anthony's like, hey, you want to run a little tournament for the vets? I'm like, no problem. I got it in my cell phone. I'll make a few phone calls. We needed 6 boats. I had 9 on
wow.
4 phone calls. Turned into 12. But wow. now we're looking. We're in the 40, 50 boat class.
40 to 50
wow.
boats.
Yeah, I'm at 40 right now. And if anybody's out there needing wants to participate, I need a couple more. I had a couple drop out on me for mechanical issues. I got some really good talent that want to be part of this. Captain Dave Hansen, his boat had to bail. Jimmy Decker was going to be on that. I got some other guys, Bill DePriest, that really want to get on a boat. I need some boats for these guys. So if you're out there with a yacht, 35, 40 footer or bigger, and you want to take a couple of vets fishing for a few days, and you know there's no entry fee, but you just pick up the fuel bill and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Let us know.
And you'll have a top-notch crew along with you.
Oh, I got all kinds of great fishermen that want to be part of this thing. But the community, we really pulled it in from the sport fishing, you know, the crews and owners and stuff like that. All the different people up and down the coast donating stuff for our silent auction. You guys were at the PCS show. They threw a special party yeah. for us and everything. It's really wonderful to pull kind of our people into this and support guys like Caleb and yeah. the rest of the Wild Vets.
So cool.
It's really great. So we yeah. you know, it's a fundraiser. It's a charity that you know for Freedom Alliance that has all kinds of programs to support the combat wounded veterans, and they do all sorts of great stuff.
So the money raised goes to Freedom Alliance.
Correct.
And then and you guys get involved with Freedom Alliance, right, Caleb?
Yes, yeah. we do. We Freedom Alliance, outside of WOW, I mean, they do veteran stuff year-round, not just for the veteran, but also for their family as well.
Yeah.
And they're doing that year-round, but then they focus a lot of effort into this. I mean, Mike specifically is just on this. As soon as this is done, Mike's already sending out, okay, who do I need for next year? And I know Mike personally, and he just works his butt off with Rod and the rest of the crew. So.
And the money that they raise goes to what? Like, how does that benefit you and your fellow wounded warriors?
So outside of helping out with the WOW tournament and all the stuff associated with that, they do family retreats where they send guys and their whole families, or they do husband and wife retreats. They take us, you know, Costa Rica, around the country,
wow.
Outside of the country, and do a lot of health and wellness, mental health, spiritual health, a lot of family, so husband and wife type counseling, stuff like that. So they're literally just a resource that funds helping you excel after your injury, but also helping you cope with what happened, helping you with your family, helping your family understand it, and helping you guys make sure you guys get everything you need to move forward successfully.
Wow. So important.
Very much so.
Yeah, for sure. So talk about, I mean, first of all, we got to talk about Anthony. Anthony, Team Bad Company, and he's the guy that started the whole thing.
Yeah, this is.
And then you work for Anthony, and Anthony comes to you and says, hey, I want to do this, Rod. What was that day like?
Well, that was, you know, you pick a little text up from Anthony at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, like, uh-oh. And he's like, hey, can I, he's sitting on the boat in Costa Rica with Mike Nares and JD and a couple of different guys. Hey, we should run a little tournament for the vets. What do you think? Like, how do you say no to that, right?
Yeah.
And so we do, and then, you know, I thought we were going to have a little picnic, right? We're going to do it on the water, on the back of 144, and it rapidly turned into a circus and everything with it does. But listen, Anthony appreciates being an American. He didn't start off, you know, he wasn't born here. He immigrated yeah. here as a small child, didn't speak the language, stuff like that with his family. And look at what he's become. You know, he's basically done all this great stuff, and he wants to pay it back. He wants to show his appreciation.
That's cool.
So, you know, it's been growing. He's a big piece of this. He's driving it. You know, obviously providing, he's got his boats in it. He lets us use his properties to host the parties and things like that. Donate some wonderful stuff to our silent auction, which is part of the fundraiser that we'll talk about, including somebody's going to get a week on the Bad Company mothership with a game boat.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got to win the silent auction, yeah. Rick. You might have to pull our money a little bit.
Wow.
But I mean, think about what that's worth. But I mean, that's going to bring, I don't know, 150,000, maybe more.
Yeah.
But you get a 175-foot mothership, a game boat, the crew, the whole thing for a
wherever
week.
Wherever it may be.
Yeah, the timing and trying to plan that's going to be, you know,
yeah.
something. But you know, you get to go.
That's cool,
wow.
Anthony.
Wow, how
that,
cool.
Though.
Yeah,
wow.
And some other stuff. So anyway, he loves the vets. He loves what this is all about. He's the force behind
yeah.
it. And, you know, like I said, I worked for him and have for a number of years.
Yeah.
So I've run a tournament or two previously, so, you know, I could
yeah.
probably do it. And, you know, and we love doing it. It's a labor of love. It takes a lot out of us, but it's worth it. My favorite moment, the vets all arrive on a Friday and they come to the hotel.
Now, on what date? Let's talk about
that. That Friday, September 23rd, I believe.
September 23rd.
The vets all come in and we kind of have a private reception for them. But the moment they arrive at the hotel and they all hug each other and love each other, and to me, that's like Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Saturday, the 24th, we have the kickoff party in Newport and a boat parade. The national anthem.
You're a day forward.
Oh, I'm a day forward. 23rd. Okay.
22nd. We come in.
22nd.
Yeah, you come in, and then 23rd is in Newport Beach. We have a big kickoff party at Anthony's home on the water. During the party, all the vets are there, our big donors and stuff like that. About 300-400 people. We're running our silent auction, and during the party, each of these yachts pull up to the dock, tie up real quick. We announce the yacht. Here's the bullpen. Here's, you know, Caleb and Mike from the U.S. Marine Corps. Come on down. They get on the boat. We take them. You know, the hero shot, the transom, you know, shot with all the crew. They pull off real quick. And I run 50 of California's top sport fishing yachts across that dock as fast as I can. It was like 2.5 hours.
That's insane. But
then we gather in front of, in the center of Newport Harbor. We use the Sail of Mare, which is a 130-foot beautiful sport fishing yacht with a color guard. We perform the national anthem. We boat parade through Newport. Boat parade ends headed out the jetty Saturday evening. And these guys head to sea to wherever they want to fish. Typically lines in at midnight, right?
Wow.
They fish all day Sunday, spend the night wherever they feel like, fish Monday. We wind up back in Avalon, the birth of sport fishing. We line up all the yachts in front of town. It's a mile from end to end of these yachts all lined up, you know, gunnel to gunnel. And we have a closing ceremony with a flyover with the planes throwing smoke, the flying cross. And
this is in Avalon.
This is in front of Avalon, 4 p.m. on Monday. Then we come into Avalon, and they block off the pier. We have a pier party. Caleb and the boys hoist us. The town of Avalon hosts the party. So the boat's a big fish. Caleb and the guys will back into the pier and hoist their fish up and do the weigh thing.
Wow.
We do a live, you know, webcam on our website so the whole world can watch. And we just, like, until they kick us off the pier at 10 o'clock at night, and then some people might wander or stick their nose in the Marlin Club.
Sure. just to see what happened, to see if it's still there.
Just for a minute or two.
They change things around at all.
Yeah. And then we come back Tuesday. We have a private awards ceremony at Newport Beach Country Club, and that concludes the tournament. Man, from Friday to Tuesday, it's a blink of an eye. A lot of stuff happens. The bonding on the, you know how it is. You get on a boat, five, six guys, or in gals. We have both. Allie from Surly Mermaid's a big part of this thing, and you know, we got El Cazador from down here in San Diego. They always host me and a couple of female teams, and they just get after it. But like from Friday till Tuesday, a lot happens. All that bonding on the boat, great fishing, good times, good relationships, and you can't believe it's over.
Wow.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we have a lot to talk about, as you can hear. A great show lined up for you today, and we'd love for you to participate, too, because we're going to have a lot of participants here today.
Today's going to be a very busy show, and we would love to have you. Man, best bet to call in right now. It's going to be a very busy morning, as you can hear, having Rob and Caleb in here, and we'll be talking with a bunch of great special guests and friends throughout the show. If you want to get through, there's an open phone line right now, and I'm sure that there won't be long.
No.
That's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. 1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option, so popular. Lots of texts already rolling through here this morning. The only way you can send your text questions into Let's Talk Hookup is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. You don't get any BS, no spam, no nothing. It's just a great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all of the past archive shows. If you missed a fun show last weekend and you want to catch up on a hot tip, you can just fire the Let's Talk Hookup app, listen to all the shows. And it's your only way to text in your questions to Caleb and Rob. If you want to talk War Heroes on Water this morning, best way to do, when you do send that text too, make sure that you include your contact info, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of the show today, and we want to make sure to be able to get a hold of you afterwards and get it back to you. And that is one lucky caller or texter is going to be going on a full day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Those guys have been having some great fishing, and you're going to get to go participate on it at the end of today's show. We're going to flip a prize coin that's going to determine whether the winner is coming from the caller side or the texter side at the end of the show today. So lots of fun, so much cool stuff to cover, including this awesome War Heroes on Water tournament. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading texts, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Cheat and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time there this morning. Didn't take long. Phones are already packed up. There's one line left if you still want it. That's 213-432-1090.
All right. Hey, you know, Scott Sherman, regular contributor to the show, texted a question in and said, any opportunity to help out with War Heroes on Water on a smaller boat like his? He's got a 25 Parker. What do you think?
So, we get that question a lot.
Uh-huh.
And on this type of tournament, so there, 25 Parker might be, you know, on the small side.
Right.
There is opportunity for smaller boats that don't heavily have the capacity to live on the boat for 3-4 days with a couple of vets plus your whole crew. But it is, you know, some guys are looking at doing it like where they base out of Avalon. So they can spend the night there to, like, live on the boat and get a hotel room or something like that, and then do day fishing trips out of there. I'm not sure a 25 Parker would maybe do that.
Yeah.
But the other things that you can do is, like, be part of the boat parade and show up for our boat parade in Newport Beach that day and support that way.
Totally.
Come out for the closing ceremony and do that if you're anywhere near Catalina and kind of show your support in those ways. And listen, man, this is a charity. We're, you know, like, you know, you come to warheroesonwater.com, you can donate. It's tax deductible. Goes right to Freedom Alliance. And, Pete, like we always do on this show, we ask everybody to text WHOW, which is 9469, to the text number 80100. And if you do that, you're going to donate $10 to War Heroes on Water.
All right.
So we always do great with your show, and we collect, I mean, I get maybe 100 people every year from Let's Talk Hookup people that will text.
That's great. So, all right, so I'm going to do it right now. So you just go on your text, and you go and you dial what?
80100.
Just, that's all you do. Just put in 80100. And then you hit and
you text WOW, which the numbers are 9469.
Okay, but okay, you've got to text to.
So you text the numbers 9469 to that number that you read originally 80100. Hit send, and boom, you get a.
Give it to me one more time, Rod. What's the first text you put in?
You dial the number
9469.
9469 is the message you will send to 80100.
Okay, I'm a little bit text not savvy here. 9469.
Let's make sure I did. It's W H O W. That should be it.
9469.
Well, maybe you get to type the words.
That would make more sense.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't done it this
so
year.
So you type in
W-H-O-W.
W-H-O-W.
Got it.
Oh, that did it. Okay. Perfect. I was trying to be too keen.
Yeah, no, all good.
glad we checked, Ricky. You should try it a couple times.
No, that's not working.
Okay.
All right.
So, again.
Fill us in.
Yep. All so, right. And, you know, you're.
Rod, we're gonna take care of you. Yes. Don't worry.
So you're used to sending a text message to your home phone number. 619 to the. All you do in that spot is you just type in 80100. That's like the phone number that you're texting to.
80100.
Yep. So when you type in that phone number to that's the phone number that you're texting to. Then when you're you go to the area that you're going to write your message. Hi mom, we'll be home for dinner at 10. In there, you just type in the letters WHOW, War Heroes on Water, just WHOW, okay. And hit send, and you will immediately get a message back that says, hey, I just want to confirm that you're sending a $10 donation to Freedom Alliance. All you do have to do is type yes. You type yes, boom, that's it. $10 just comes from your cell phone bill. It's all done. You donated $10. It takes 2 seconds.
Can you do it twice in a row, Ricky?
We should try it again.
Let me see
your phone, and I'll just make sure that we're
again.
Different platforms.
Right.
You know?
So basically, it's just going to get added. It's just the numbers 800100.
Correct.
And then you send to, okay. And then you type in 96.
No, there's W-H-O-W.
W-H-O-W.
I'm trying to get all of you with
send. All right. Messengers like to send message. And you just hit send.
That's it.
And that's it. And then is there a reply to it? There's a reply right there.
Yeah.
Okay, you confirm your donation to Freedom Alliance. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's easy.
It. And so now it just wants to make sure that you did that on purpose. You just have to then type yes.
You have to type it again. Oh,
you know, you just,
okay.
You know, it says, hey, I want to confirm that this is what you're trying to do. Hit yes. You write yes, send it, and then
okay.
It's done.
Okay. Then you.
That's it.
All right.
So easy, even a Marine can do
okay.
It.
Okay. Yeah. Even I can do it, right?
Only if it's with crayons they can
do
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't eat them.
All right. And so you're basically.
We're just going to improvise.
You're doing your part.
We're going to overcome this problem.
Freedom Alliance.
Yeah. Well, listen, when we do the kickoff party and we go to the veterans, like one of the things we hear from the veterans is, I didn't really know anybody cared about us or whatever.
Right.
And I can sit there honestly in the microphone and say, I got 50 yachts putting their thing up. We have another 50 out here in our boat parade. We raised, most years we raise $1 million. I've raised $1 million. I had, but I want to be able to say, I had 1,000 people give at least $10.
Yeah.
Like, so when I go to Caleb and all of the vets that kind of feel on the outside of life, so you're not alone. Even here in California, we got your back.
Yeah.
And here's $1 million. Here's a tournament. Here's 1,000 people that raised their hands and said, we support you. We appreciate you.
Now, we have listeners all over the country, all over the world, actually. And you can donate anywhere you are.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Because Freedom Alliance is throughout the whole country, right, Caleb?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and helps vets. Whether it be in Kentucky or San Diego, right? Yeah,
absolutely. And year-round, they're constantly doing something almost every week.
Yeah. And helping vets out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're based out of Virginia, but they're a national organization.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, let's go live to the Independence right now. Captain Paul Strasser's on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, everybody. You hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear, Paul. It's, you're on your way back up from an eight-day trip, is that right?
Beautiful, yes. We are ending our trip here on the eight-day trip today. We do a real quick rundown. We ran down the line. We hit some of that beautiful 22 to 30-pound yellowtail along the coast and then shot to the ridge. We spent a day on the ridge catching all these nice, beautiful 25-pound yellowfin along with more yellowtail. And then we went out to the rocks. We got a few wahoo on the rocks and a few more tuna. And we had another day left to fish, so I went ahead and made the 500-mile trek up to Tanner Bank, and we got 31 of these beautiful great bluefin on the boat right now. They've been biting since 11 o'clock last night. These fish are averaging from 80 to 140 pounds.
Oh,
and our group is just ecstatic. We had to come up this way to come home anyways. I said, guys, for next to 6-7 hours of running time, we can really put the wood for our last day on this 8-day trip. And these guys are just, we just put a fish on the boat as I'm talking to you. But it's really good fishing. The weather is incredibly smooth and calm and quiet. I got just enough wind to put a kite in the air. There's no swell. It's unbelievable out here right now.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. And this is like you're getting daytime and nighttime fish, right?
Yeah. Our first stop last night, we put 19 on the boat within like 20 minutes. And then after that, we've just been picking away at them. And like you say, we're just starting to get into our daylight bite. I've been putting the chum out pretty good, and now we're starting to get the daytime fish. We had like a 150 jump after my fine fish on the kite a minute ago and didn't get it. But it's going to be...
Wow. Sounds pretty incredible. Now, so, Paul, I talked to your partner, Mark, last night, and you guys have a three-day trip that you had to cancel, but you rescheduled a day-and-three-quarter trip, correct?
Yeah, we have a day-and-three-quarter-day trip leading Monday mid-morning to come back out here. The weather around Monday evening is going to be really nice again. After that little blow that we have, it's going to be back to calm weather. We had a trip. It was a three-day trip. We went ahead and shortened it up a little bit, and we have a few openings on it. We have, I think, six or seven, eight openings. And if you like, I heard that you might be going on it.
I'm coming.
That's
true.
You got one less.
Yeah. Mark said, hey, you want to come? And I said, yeah, I want to come. Yeah, it sounds like a perfect. I haven't fished your big boat, your big beautiful boat. I know Ricky's been on several trips on the Independence, right?
Dude, you're gonna love that thing. Is a shit. It's big everywhere, and it's so perfect. Yeah, you're gonna have a blast.
Yeah. So I'm coming along, and if you want to come along, how do we sign up for that trip?
You call 619-226-6006. Talk to Michelle, and she'll put you on it. I think we have like seven, eight, or nine openings on it because we just booked it yesterday. And it's going to be a hell of a trip out here. The weather on Monday, mid-Monday and Tuesday is going to be beautiful out here.
Yeah, no wind, and maybe a little lingering swell from the tropical storm, but it's on the big boat, you won't even feel it.
Exactly.
yeah, for sure.
Well, that remember, those swells are far apart. They're 12, 13 seconds apart. It's not an issue. And it's a beautiful weather out here right now.
When are you back in port?
Tomorrow morning.
All right.
Tomorrow morning. We're going to put all these big slugs on the dock along with all the other fish we caught on this trip, and it's going to be a heck of a and we're going to get in there before any rain, so it's going to be beautiful. Tomorrow's going to be nice.
Perfect window. Get reared up, get cleaned up, and then we leave 10 a.m. on Monday for that trip. You want to go with me and the rest of the gang on the Independence, check independentsportfishing.com or just call Michelle in the office and grab one of those last spots. Hey, I'm excited to go fishing with you, Paul. Thanks for the great report.
Beautiful, guys. All right, take care. And once again, if anybody else wants on any trips throughout the year, our schedule is online, like you said, independentsportfishing.com.
And you have spots available.
Oh, we have a lot of spots available on quite a few trips, yes.
Wow. All right. Fantastic. Hey, great. Hey, thanks, Paul. Keep getting them out there on the bank, and we'll see you back in port tomorrow morning. Travel safe.
You bet. We just put another one on the boat. All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
That's
good
rad.
Good stuff,
bye-bye,
man. Amazing. Right. Amazing now with the Starlink, how clean everything is when
it's
they crawl.
Crazy, right?
I'm texting. He's going up the line, and I'm texting with him on his phone. It's a game changer.
Well, how about Anthony updating social media from Africa because they just caught their 10th over 500 for the afternoon. It's just wild what that's affording, the communication-wise.
How it's changed things, yeah. One note, we had a Let's Talk Hookup Liberty two-day trip leaving tomorrow night. That trip has been canceled. I'm sure if you were on that trip, that sold-out trip, you've already been notified, but that Liberty two-day trip has been canceled. They do have October 16th through 18th. We have another Let's Talk Hookup two-day trip, October 16th through 18th. With the way fishing is going this time of the year, that's going to be great time of the year. So if you want to go, it's a limited load trip. It's a great two-day. So if you want to go, just check fishermanslanding.com and sign up for that Liberty two-day trip, October 16th through 18th. Phenomenal price, for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah, great. So callers, texters coming through like crazy. Rick?
Let's jump into the phones, man. Let's start it off this morning with Rich, who's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Rich, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, Rich?
Great.
Well, I just wanted to say, hey, thanks for War Heroes on Water. I'm a veteran of 34 years in the United States Navy, and I happened to stumble upon them at the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show and entered lots and lots and lots and lots of silent auctions. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Tail Hunter in La Paz. They donated a trip that was amazing. We took that trip a few weeks ago, caught tons of fish. Jonathan and Jilly are fantastic hosts, and I just wanted to thank them and give them a quick shout out.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. Lots of texts coming through. Got a great text here from Mark in La Quinta. He says, good morning, boys. How do I nominate a wounded war hero? As father of two veterans, I know a couple of deserving friends of my kids.
So the way that veterans get involved with Freedom Alliance and War Heroes on Water is they go to the freedomalliance.org website, and they have like an online application where you fill in some information, and Caleb, you might be able to tell them more about that. And they have a selection process for this event and all the other stuff that they do. What would you say about that, Caleb?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. If you go to freedomalliance.org, they have a veteran sign up. It just says veteran sign up. You click that, and that puts you in their queue with all their other veterans, mm-hmm. and then they'll start sending you the trips and stuff they have coming up. And, you know, the questionnaire is a little in depth, but that helps them understand what you need
totally.
And what maybe your family, whatever you guys need, so they can gear up the right trips for you and your family.
And you've been probably an ombudsman for that organization to try and help fellow wounded warriors and vets get involved, right?
Absolutely. I actually got connected with Freedom Alliance back in 2013.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the reps from there, his name's Pepper Ayler. He was down in Costa Rica, but he's always on this trip with us. And we've been bouncing back and forth since 2013 on different things, all the way up to the start of War Heroes on Water and every year now.
Wow, that's so cool.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup, including talking with the guys that are so involved. We got Steve and Anthony on the line. We're going to be talking War Heroes on the Water and a lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great fishing and great products when you go fishing. And if you're headed out to Tanner Bank with me on the Independence on Monday afternoon, I know what I'm taking. Talica, man. I'm taking the complete line, the 10,
seriously,
the 12, the 16, the 20, and the 25.
I think that's it. I mean, because yeah. the problem is a great problem. There's been 25-pounders on the high spot. There's been a lot of that 50- to 80-pound fish that's off the bank that's caught on fly lines and sinker rigs. There's big fish around. There's kite bites. There's all that great nighttime jig fishing. We heard Paul talking about 100-pounders. I mean,
yeah.
You kind of need
and there's
to
yellows,
up.
Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's all kinds of good stuff. And you talk about, he's talking about, oh, we just took another 130-pounder, yeah. right? Fly lining baits.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what are you going to use, Rick? 130-pounder?
Tac 25. That's my favorite
okay.
reel. It's small. It's light. It fits in your hands well. It casts a sardine well. The spool is light enough that a sardine's able to swim line off of it. But when you hook a big fish, you've got gears and torque and power to kill it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
If you're talking fish that are 100 to 135 pounds, Tac 20 or 25. That's my go-to.
That's my go-to, too. Hey, check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DeFresi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. Florida. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here. As promised, we got the guys that are so intertwined and Anthony making this happen. What an awesome opportunity it is to talk to these guys, Pete.
Okay, Mike Lum says, give the number again, okay, to text for $10 donation to War Heroes on Water.
You text to the number 80100 is the number.
So where you put the phone number in, you just put in 80100.
Right, and then the message, you just type the word.
And you hit send.
We got to type in WHOW.
Oh, you got to before you hit send.
As your message, then you hit send.
Okay.
I, Pete? I'm going to use your texting home to mom one more time. You're texting to mom, and mom's phone number is 80100. And right where you're right, mom, I'm going to be late for dinner, that's where you just type in WHOW. You hit send, and you're given 10 bucks to Freedom Alliance and War Heroes.
And then you
the
have
water.
To put you reply yes when you get the confirmation.
You got it.
Yeah, and it's that simple. It goes right on your phone book and on your phone bill, and easy. Hey, let's bring in a couple of guys that participate in this thing, Anthony Shea and Steve Lasley. Good morning, guys.
Hey, boys.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you both on the show. You've been world travelers. What's the latest adventure, Anthony?
Well, we just finished up a pretty epic trip in a month. We went back to Azores, our first trip to Azores, and we had our best day fishing ever in our lives. Believe it or not, guys, Steve and I and the rest of the team, we had an epic day there. In Azores, we ended up catching, I'm forgetting the math, but we caught 7 in one day, 8, 10 blue marlin, and what was epic is 6 out of the 7 were over 600 pounds. So that was a big fish day that we ever had in our lives.
Oh, my. I follow your adventures on Bad Company on Facebook, and it's pretty amazing. And thank you for sharing all that information with us here, too, because it's to be able to live your dream there with you is pretty amazing. And, Steve, I know I fished with you in Kona on Anthony's boat, and just to see one big one was amazing. What's it like to see like 5 or 6 or 7 big ones in one day?
Yeah, no, it's surreal. You know, I mean, it's you're kind of numb afterwards. There's just so many giant fish, and they're not boat shy at all there, so they follow the teasers all the way in, and we're getting switches on them. You know, Anthony's pitching a bait to them, and we're getting the bites like 30, 40 feet off the corner, so we had a 900, a couple eights, I think, something like that. And, you know, they're eating it like 30 feet away, 40 feet away. So it's pretty epic, you know. And then getting to do all this with a lot of my, you know, very good friends and my son and, you know, and Anthony, you know, one of my best friends here forever, and him putting it all together. It's pretty awesome, man.
Anthony, what's the adrenaline meter like when there's a 900-pounder feet away from you and you're sliding a bait back to hand feed him?
You know, Rick, it's kind of like one of those things where you're just in a zone.
Zoned in.
And, you know, when that happens, you know, nobody says a word. It's total quietness. And everyone has a job to do. You know, Steve is really focused on, you know, creating that slight turn to get my bait in the optimum position. And, you know, I'm just focused on both of my hands and, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to do and that, you know, we don't have a malfunction and get too excited. You know, you don't get a shot at these things. You know, they come up and they get all excited and wound up, and you got to maximize your opportunity. So we really don't get excited until after the capture, during the fight, during the feed. We're pretty focused.
You're working. Wow. Pretty amazing. So why, Steve, is all this, or Anthony, why is all this big fish in the Azores this time of the year? What's the pattern? Why do you go to the Azores and or I know why you go, because there's like big giant marlin there, but why is it at this time of the year all that big fish is in there?
Well, I'll let Steve, you know, sort of answer the local environment there, but you know, we learned a lot, guys, over our travels for the last 14 months. I mean, being fishermen all of our lives, you know, the ocean really, you know, opens your eyes up on how it works once you start traveling. You know, these females have a distinctive different migratory pattern than the males. And Azores is 90%, you know, females. They're at the edge, what I call the edge of the sun. You know, the equator to the Tropic of Cancer, the Tropic of Capricorn, you know, the sudden shifts in the heat, obviously, the earth that creates the wind and you have all types of other things that are variable such as currents and the tide. But these fish are traveling up there to eat. And, you know, we think there are three distinctive zones. There's a feeding zone, there's a mating zone, and then there's a transitory zone. So Azores is more of a feeding zone, but, you know, maybe, Steve, you can comment about what you see up there and what's so interesting.
Well, it's so interesting that you guys would all lose your minds over, we do as well, is that there's times that we're driving around purposely trying not to hook 700, 1,000-pound bluefin, and we're getting some sonar shots that I wish I could show everybody. It's pretty crazy. They're not screen fillers, but they kind of swim in formation, you know, like the blue angels, and you'll see one and you'll think, oh, it's a blue marlin, and you go to turn on it, and you turn on it, and as you get closer and you're running your tilt down on the sonar, it turns into two, and that turns into five, and that turns into seven. You're like, uh-oh, and you go around the other way, you know. Giant big eyes all over the place, you know, we're incidentally catching those. We haven't caught a 300-pounder of the Azores yet, but I think Anthony caught like a 250 or something, 280 the other day, and a smaller one, but you know, it's a mix of yellowfin, big eyes, bluefin, and you know, they're all round like a beer barrel. So there's, like Anthony was saying, you know, it's a feeding zone, and there's just so much food there. The first year we went there, you couldn't even really use the sonar because the screen was completely blocked out, and it was impossible to see through it. And this year, there's not quite that volume of bait, and we're able to utilize, you know, all of our tools quite a bit better.
But, wow, so you're driving away from 700-pound bluefin just to find a 900-pound blue marlin.
Yeah, you know, and it's not like there's a couple of them. It's all day long, constantly. You know, at the very longest, you know, when we're in the zone, we might go a half an hour without seeing, you know, one to five or seven of these things. And sometimes, you know, it's school after school after school, and big giant foamers of mixed yellowfin, big eye, bluefin, you know, and you watch a couple of 200 or 300 pounders crashing through these bait balls, and then you see just these absolute giant bluefin come rolling through the middle of it all too. You can't even believe what you're seeing. Your head can't really process the volume of fish that's there. And, we went through one, and I should have driven over to it. I'm still kicking myself. It was late in the day, and we'd had kind of a fairly decent day, and I saw this giant foamer that was probably at least a quarter of a mile long. It might have been longer, this giant bird pile, and we should have driven over there and got some drone footage just because I don't know that we'll ever be able to duplicate what I saw there. But, you know, it's just, it's beautiful. It's mostly calm. You know, it's killer. Just an unbelievable.
Now, is David going to have all this stuff on video?
Oh, yeah. David's all over it, you know, and he's getting more creative and getting different angles and stuff all the time. I hate to be jumping all over the place here, but I think this next swordfish video that he's got with a super high-resolution drone, and he's got some underwater swordfish footage, and, you know, with Anthony casting the bait to the fish with the, it's going to be pretty badass.
That is so cool. And David's, of course, your son, and hired a part of the team with Anthony. And Anthony, he basically documents all these incredible travels so we can enjoy them, too. And got to throw out a big thank you because that's, I mean, just to see those sites in person and to see that stuff on video is just like mind-boggling, right? Everybody's shaking their heads. They've seen it.
It's crazy.
Right? It's unbelievable. So you guys are going to be here for War Heroes on the on Water, but before that, you're going back to the Azores?
Yeah, our next trip starts on August 28th, and we're going to do another two-week stay there at the Azores. And, you know, hopefully we'll find them again. The bite's a little slow there right now. It's a really short season there, huh? It's usually 6 to 10 weeks, depending on how the weather forms up. You know, keep in mind that Azores is at the same latitude as San Francisco.
Wow.
So because of the Atlantic working differently, how it brings different currents because of the Gulf Stream, you know, it pushes, you know, that warm water to the edge of the northern latitude. So the fish are up there getting ready to travel. So they're fattening up and they're just eating. I mean, we had 900 pounders that are in the pattern, in the wake, for 4 minutes, and we have that documented on video. So they're that committed, and once they eat one lure, they want to eat a second lure. So it's pretty incredible.
They're hungry.
So cool.
They're feeding.
So cool.
Yeah, just unbelievable stuff. Yeah. And so let's shift gears a little bit and talk about War Heroes on Waters. Anthony, I know you founded it. You it's your baby. What is helping you know, wounded warriors like Caleb and others? What does it mean to you?
You know, when we started this concept, and you know, I mean, I'm just the ideas guy, but the rest of the team, you know, really execute on it. You know, Rod and the rest of the team that along with our partner Freedom Alliance really make this happen. But the surprise to us, I mean, the surprise to me personally is the relationships and the emotional connectivity that I've had the privilege of securing with folks like Caleb. And that really just becomes, you know, part of your emotional driver of wanting to do this. But the byproduct of this is how much we have changed the civilian lives that are participating in this event. Whether you're a volunteer or you make a donation or you know, one of the 50 yacht owners that step up and donate their yacht, their crew, their fuel, their bait, their tackle, and most importantly, the time, and how it's changed the civilians' lives just to have, you know, this direct connection with, you know, our most valuable treasure that we have in this country, which is our men and women of our armed forces. So all of this is the momentum just built on itself over the last, 6 years now. And it's just been a, you know, really a pleasure, you know, watching the community rally around this. And it's just a feel-good moment. And I'll tell you, and Steve will tell you this too, every single year after this five-day event, it's really a five-day event, I am just emotionally spent. I need to shut down for 2 days and not talk to anybody because I'm just emotionally completely drained.
I can imagine.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
There's a lot. I mean, just hearing the stories of, like Caleb's story. I mean, everyone's got.
Yeah, hey,
story.
Caleb.
Hey.
Caleb's showing off his pictures of his big fish.
Yeah, no, he's a stud. Caleb's awesome, man. I love that guy. Always will. But you know, for like Anthony was saying, and for me personally, I think I get. Honestly, I think I probably get just as much out of it as the vets do, and for me, it's truly been life-changing. And hearing the stories and just how much the appreciation that you develop, hearing these men and women's stories over the course of the days, you know, and it just makes you every time you see a vet, you just want to go over and shake their hand and thank them for the sacrifices that you know and the probability of sacrifices and the way that they're willing to put themselves in harm's way and to a man or to a woman, every single one of them said, even with a lot of these disabilities that they've wound up with, they to a person, they have said they'd do it again, even if they knew the outcome. And like Anthony said, man, it is so emotionally draining. You know, we're given 100% trying to get those guys, you know, in the best position to have the best time they can. At the same time, you know, you're seeing what their daily struggles and helping them through their daily struggles with some of the challenges that they've been left with, and hearing their stories, and just you just can't even explain it. The words haven't been formed that can explain the feeling that you get out of this.
And you know what's amazing to me, Steve and Anthony, is the participation you get from the Southern California sport fishing community. And the people come back year after year because they probably share that same incredible emotion and wrapped up in this thing. They realize how important this is to the vets and the people that they keep giving their money and giving their boats and giving their crews to you. And, you know, I'm going to throw out a big say, hey, if you have a yacht that you want to participate and do this, you'll probably be there for the whole time, right, Steve and Anthony? I mean, you get hooked.
Oh, yeah.
No, what I was going to say is it's, the important thing is, you know, the what we need the most is yacht owners, because, you know, aside from the financial sponsors, you know, the donations and all the wonderful folks that are volunteering, you know, you can only be as good as the yachts that you have. So every yacht carries up to 3 vets. So, you know, that's been an area of not necessarily challenge, but that's an area of constant focus by Rod. So I appreciate that shout out, guys. So, you know, anyone with a boat that would like to participate with us either this year or next year, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and Anthony and Steve, thank you for sharing this time with us. We wish we could talk for hours and hours about this and your adventures on the Bad Company World Tour. We're looking at 2 of your beautiful boats here in San Diego Harbor right now, admiring a couple of them right here and ready to go. But thank you for what you guys do, and thank you for sharing 2 of your incredible adventures, Anthony and Steve, of the old ultimate fishing trip, right? And we'll continue to promote the War Heroes on Waters with Rod and Caleb here for the rest of the show, and thanks for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate everything.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Awesome.
See you, Caleb.
See ya. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the catch reports. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's Yamaha's Ready to Power Sales Event. Get up to 7 years warranty coverage on eligible new 150 to 425 horsepower outboards with purchase of Siren 3 Pro, along with a $1,000 dealer rigging credit. And also receive an additional $1,000 dealer rigging credit with the purchase of Bennett's Trim Tabs. Or get 6 years warranty coverage and a $250 dealer rigging credit with eligible 50 to 115 horsepower models. Visit your Yamaha dealer today.
Offer ends September 8th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24 to 36 month Yamaha extended service added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.